Welcome to You Need Therapy, the Happy People podcast, or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to You Need Therapy. If you are new here, my name is Emily, and I am the host of this podcast, and I am here to help you through all of the mental health ups and downs, hold your hand while we go through them together, because we know they are, in fact, a doozy. If you are not new here, thank you so much for coming back and continuing to support this family. It means the absolute world to me. You guys are so wonderful, and I love when I get messages from you guys saying that something I said really meant the world to you and helped you in some way, or you guys just say hi or anything like that. I absolutely adore it. So please continue to send me messages. I have both my personal Instagram and the Instagram for the podcast linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the podcast. So feel free to message me on either one of those. I do my best to answer in, you know, as quickly as I can in a timely manner. But yeah, so welcome to the first episode of 2023, the first episode of the new year, and the first episode of season four. We are now on to season four. I made season three a little bit longer than I've made the other seasons. That's because I just kind of wanted to pull it out through the new year, but we are on a season four now, in a new year, and I'm excited. I'm really excited for everything to come this season, this year. I have a good feeling about it all. So I'm so glad that you guys are here, for the ride. You know, let's tackle this year together. So if you're new here, we start each episode by what I like to call my life breakdown, and that's where I just share with you guys what's been going on lately, you know, kind of loop you in on everything that's happened since we last had a little bit of a chat. So obviously, since we last chatted last week, a whole new year came around, right? Crazy, I know, it's 2023, which baffles me because what? Like, what do you mean? And it just, I think it's really funny because all the movies that I would watch growing up as like a little kid, they always talked of like the year 2020 as like the futuristic like years with hoverboards and everything. And I think it's so funny because like now we're in 2023, none of this happened. We're not that, we're not that advanced. Most people still don't believe in climate change. So, you know, in global warming, it's baffling. Anyway. Moving on. So yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. And the last episode that I did was my last thoughts of 2022. And then this episode is a welcome to 2023 episode because I like to kind of have a strong start for this year. And I want to kind of go over some intentions for the new year for you guys. And also just help you ease into it, because I feel like there is a lot of pressure whenever this time of year comes around, like January 1st, New Year. You set so many expectations to completely remake yourself in the year and do everything that you've ever wanted to do, which I think is great that we feel so motivated at this time to truly tackle what we want in life. But I also think that we put these expectations on ourselves and we put these fences around ourselves to where it's this or it's nothing, like it's all or nothing. And I feel like that is a mentality that is set forward from a lot of hustle culture, like the hustle culture mentality. But just in general, I think the way that people hold themselves, we always expect all or nothing. Life is not all or nothing, okay? Life is crazy and all over the place and little stepping stones at a time and growth and life is not linear at all. You're going to go forwards, backwards. You're going to stay the same. You're going to hit plateaus. You're going to, you know, do a loop-de-loop. It's crazy. Life is crazy. And it's hard sometimes. It's hard a lot of the time. But there's a lot of beauty in that. But we'll get into all that. But I just wanted to go over that, setting some intentions, but not setting these unrealistic goals for ourselves that are going to make us feel bad about ourselves when we don't reach them. Because when you set unrealistic goals for yourself, trust me, I did this my entire life and I'm still working on stopping it. But when you set these expectations that are unrealistic, which means that at no point in the timeline that you gave yourself could you actually reach these goals, so you're clearly not going to reach them in this time frame that you've given yourself. There's no possible way. So then you don't reach it. It doesn't happen. And then you feel guilty and you get on yourself and you think, I'm awful. I suck. I should have done better. No, 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 no. Okay, we are leaving that and that mentality and all of that. We are leaving that in 2022, okay? 2023 is a whole new start and just like a phenomenon. I have a really, really good feeling about this year. And it's it's been all over TikTok. The seven year, I don't know. But it's like lucky and it's a year of like growth and change and so apparently a lot of good is supposed to happen this year. So, you know, yay for that. But I just want us to just vibe this year. Nothing but vibes this year. Anyway, we're going to get all into that. That's the whole episode. But sound like I was logging off. I'm like, that's it. 6 minutes. Thanks. Bye, guys. No. We're just getting started. Don't even worry. Okay. So before we get into the bulk of the episode, let's, of course, do our life breakdown. So welcome. Welcome to 2023. Welcome to a new year, a new season of unique therapy. And I hope we can all have some therapy this year. If you have access to it, if you are able to get it. If not, let this be your therapy, okay? Because while I am off the rails, I'm completely unhinged. Don't even worry. I also have experience in a lot of this stuff. And for what I don't have experience in, you already know the drill. I bring the guests on. I bring people on that do have a foot in the door of that walk of life. So we get all different perspectives, and it's so fun here. At least I think so. But that could just be my personal opinion because I think I'm a hoot. So, you know, do what you will with that information. Anyway, life breakdown. I hope everyone had the happiest of holidays. I hope that your holidays were so good. If you're not like a holiday celebrating kind of person, that's okay. I hope your, you know, last couple weeks have just been amazing weeks. And if not, that is okay. There is always tomorrow. There was always, you know, there's always the next day. There's always the next week. There's always the next month. Whatever time you need to heal and process and rest, you do it. You freaking do it, okay? I love you. I'm so proud of you. Anyway, so I hope you had the happiest of holidays. Very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. I really need to research and know more of the holidays, but I don't. So if you want to share something that you maybe celebrated that I did not just mention, please feel free. I love learning. But yeah, I hope everyone had a happy new year. I hope that you were all very safe and started off the year right. You want to know how I did it? I was reading all night. I was FaceTiming a friend. Then I was reading. Then I was in bed asleep by like 11 o'clock. And I was absolutely thriving. Okay. I had a very short stint of being a party kind of person. And then I realized I'm tired all the time. And I have anxiety. So, you know, that just didn't work out for me. So if you didn't party on New Year's, that is so okay. I didn't either. Okay. I wasn't even close to having plans. Never even attempted to make them. So it's okay if you didn't either. We are doing this together. So That was my New Year's Eve. Really crazy, really fun. Okay. I took like 2 shots and then I was reading and then I was off to bed. So the friend I was FaceTiming, we had like a short conversation of like, oh my God, we're young and we should go out and club. And like, so we're like, let's go to a club. And then we looked up clubs and they didn't open until 10 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be in bed. So let's not. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to go watch some TV and take a bath and go to bed. And I was like, so fair, so fair. So I'm not a very exciting person, but you know what? I was happy. And as long as whatever you were doing, you were happy doing it, that's all that matters. And I hope you had a wonderful evening and I hope you had a very safe evening. And if you got absolutely sloshed, good for you. If you're not drinking, good for you. If you were sipping on those fruity mocktails, freaking good for you. Fruity mocktails, honestly, way better than fruity cocktails. Because let's be real, even with the fruitiest of a drink, you can still taste the alcohol. And the taste of alcohol is actually horrendous. Okay? So gross. So gross. Anyway. So yeah, you know, crazy, fun. I'm very glad that the, you know, Arctic freeze is over. So not live, laugh, loving with that. However, we have a tornado warning in place right now, or tornado watch. I don't know the difference. It's a tornado watch and it's rainy. So I'm a little stressed for that. Because we have a lot of very large trees around our house in our front and backyard. And I'd really rather not have a tree smush me while I'm just trying to chill. You know what I mean? I saw a TikTok of that the other day. And it was like this lady, she caught it on her like camera. She was sitting in her living room and then like it's during a storm and you heard the thunder go and then you heard the tree just like smash down on the backside of her house. Luckily no one was hurt, but it like demolished the back of her house. And it was in her bedroom. It had like landed, it was like the tree, like the bulk of it was like on her bed when you where it had like smashed down. It was on top of her bed that had fallen. And I was like, dude, what if she was like taking a nap or just chilling in bed? That's scary. That's crazy. Some higher power was watching over her and thank God for that. Anyway, so I'm stressed about the trees, but that's, none of you really care about that. My mom's, like, extra stressed about the trees. But you know what frustrates me? Is this is such a problem, like, trees falling houses and big trees, especially in places where you have big trees, like here, Oregon, Washington, those kinds of places. But then it's so goddamn expensive to cut trees down. For what reason do we have to pay thousands of dollars to cut a goddamn tree down? Like, I get it, you're doing very physical labor and you're working, but why does it cost so much to take the tree down? You know what also I was thinking, because we had one tree taken down because it was like huge ass chunks of it was coming off and it was like gonna crush someone's house sooner rather than later, so we had to get that one down. That was fucking expensive. And I was wondering the whole time that those guys were out there working, I was like, at what point do you stumble upon the fact that you want to cut down trees for a job? You know what I mean? Like, but I always think about that constantly with, like, different people's careers. Like, I always think about that when I go to the dentist. I'm like, At what point did you think, yeah, I want to shove my hands in other people's mouths for the rest of my life? Like, I think it's just so interesting how certain people get into these certain careers, like chiropractors. How do you think they stumbled upon, like, I want to crack some bones. I want to get so close to snapping people's necks, but not actually. Like, you know what I mean? Anyway, when my brother was little, he told my mom, he was like, mommy, I want to be a garbage truck driver. I want to be a garbage man because they only work one day a week. And obviously, in his little brain, that's he only saw them one day a week. Therefore, he thought they worked one day a week. And I was like, honestly, that man had some solid logic, okay? He was like, that's my career right there, because I'm only working one day. And I respect that. I respect that. Anyway. Sorry. Went off on a tangent. Anyway. So yeah, I got my hair done today, guys. Oh my god. So I got my roots done because the little girly nanny kept making fun of my roots. She was like, Miss Emily, the top of your head's looking funny. Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's looking weird. I was like, ma'am, okay. Thank you. So I got my roots done, thank God, so she won't make fun of me anymore. And I got bangs. You guys, I'm in love. I am in love. They are giving me such good energy. Like, the energy of, like, no man is ever allowed to even breathe in my direction anymore. You know what I mean? I feel so good. I love them. So I got my hair done today. That was fun. I got my hair done, and then I came home. And we're recording this podcast. I'm recording on Tuesday. It's going to be up tomorrow on Wednesday. If you know the drill, we upload on Wednesdays. Unless I'm violently hungover, then sometimes we'll upload on Thursdays. But we don't talk about that. I'm really going to try to not get as blackout drunk this year. That's really my goal. It happened far too often last year. So we're gonna try not to have that happen. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, we're uploading this tomorrow. Someone just pulled up in our driveway. Who is that? Hello? Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Anyway, I really think I have ADHD, guys, and I feel like I should get tested, but I don't know what to do at this point. I think that's all I have for my life breakdown. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to get into it. We are going to talk about just how to get into the new year in a positive way that we feel good about, how to manifest for 2023, how to set intentions, some things that we're going to leave behind in 2022, and things that we're going to bring into 2023. And we're going to set some intentions together. So I really, I welcome you to, like, grab a notebook and write some of these down. If any of these intentions really, hit you and you're like, oh, that sounds like something I want to do. Write it down. Go ahead. Do some journaling with me. Okay. So we're going to get into it. We are going to get into it. So I would like to, before we get into any of that, I saw a post, a podcaster that I really like, Gemma Styles, talked about, she reposted something on her Instagram this morning, and it was talking about how, you know, we're not jumping into the new year, we're not tackling it right away, we're going into it comfortably and at our own pace in a way that's going to make us happy. Because I feel like, talk how I was talking before, there's always such an expectation. I think that causes a lot of anxiety for people, that you're just supposed to hop right in, both feet at like a sprint, and, you know, become the best version of you in 0.2 seconds in the new year. I don't like that. And I'm really glad that she reposted that, and I'm glad that I saw it before I recorded, so I can talk about it. But just go into it the way that is going to work best for you. Because while some people might feel super motivated and their goals and everything works out for them and that works for them to hop right in and go full speed, that doesn't work for everybody. That doesn't work for me. I've hopped into my goals and my intentions quite softly and at a relaxed pace and in a way that isn't going to stress me out and cause me to burn out. So go into the new year at your own pace that is best for you. Don't, you know, see everybody else posting on social media about what they're doing, about their new year habits. Don't let any of that discourage you at all. Because you're like, oh, well, their new year looks so much more different than mine, and they're doing so much more better. No. You are doing amazing. You are doing perfect. And nobody else's life is like yours. Everybody is so different, and there's so much beauty, and it's so cool. So the way that you do things and the way you approach things and the way you approach this new year is completely different. Your goals and their goals completely different, because you're different people with different goals, different careers, different wants and needs and everything. So no letting anyone else discourage you, okay? Go at your own pace and you'll be okay. You'll do good. I'm so proud of you. Let's get into it. So we're going to start off by setting some intentions for the year. And I don't want to say goals, I don't want to say resolutions, just intentions. Kind of not like, I don't like setting like these super specific goals, because I think it feels overwhelming, and I think that kind of gets into our heads that they're unattainable, and I think it just stresses you out, and then you don't end up meeting them, and then you feel even more guilty. So I just want to set in some intentions, some things, some like broader things that we want to focus on and or leave behind, and to really set the vibes. And I feel like that'll help you kind of maybe reach maybe specific goals that you have more if you kind of set the overall mood and tone and mental, you know, and mindset for the year. So that's what we're going to do. So get out your journal, write it down, write it at the top, intentions with Emily, you need therapy, intentions for 2023, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to title it, maybe put your date at the top. If you don't want to put the date, that's okay. I'm not your teacher. Let's get into it. I'll give you a second. Do you have your notebook? Do you have your pen? Do you have your pencil? Your mechanical pencil? Don't get a wooden pencil. Those are gross. Get a mechanical pencil. It's 2023, okay? We're not rocking with Ticonderoga anymore. Unless they're a mechanical pencil. Okay. I think this is a good one for everyone. To prioritize self-care. Because that's something I need to do. Dear God, do I need to focus on that? Because I just hated myself in 2022. And not in the fact of like I hated who I was and I hated myself, but I was kind of showing myself and giving the vibe that I hated myself because I wasn't taking care of myself as good as I could. Okay. So we're prioritizing self-care. And this is for everyone. Okay. This is for girls, boys, non-binary people, anyone. Regardless of your gender, regardless of your sexuality, regardless of whatever, we are prioritizing self-care, because I am so sick of people who identify as male and are male. I hate when they're like, I can't do self-care because that's too feminine. That's for girls. Shut up, first of all. It is not. Okay? This means, you know, we're prioritizing our sleep. We're prioritizing drinking water. We're doing better skincare. Take care of your goddamn skin. I don't care who you are. Every single person, you have skin, okay? It's the biggest organ on your body. If I remember anything from eighth grade science, it was that the biggest organ on your body was your skin, okay? We all have it. You all need to take care of it. Do your goddamn skincare and wear sunscreen, for goodness sakes, okay? Wear sunscreen, please. Every single day, not just when you're gonna go to the pool or the beach. Every day. Put it on every day. You're outside, probably. I mean, if you're not going anywhere, sometimes I have days like that and I don't put on sunscreen because I'm laying in bed all day. You know, I'm not gonna get the UV rays in the dark. But wear sunscreen, for goodness sakes. Okay, prioritizing self-care. You know what I mean? Everyone, drink your water. Sleep. Especially, so I read a thing. I didn't read it. That was a lie. Why was I lying? For what reason? My mom read a thing and told me that, actually, I don't remember it anymore. Okay, well, I don't remember anymore. It was gonna be really cool, and so I could cut that out, but we're real here. We're real, and I forgot. I had, it just went blank. Not even gonna lie to you. Anyway, I feel like a good intention, and these are ones I'm setting for myself, and I'm just trying to give you guys ideas. Like I said, if you feel one that really resonates with you, write it down for yourself, and if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. These are, you know, everyone's intentions are going to be different for the year, and that's so okay. Me, personally, and I think this is good for everyone, more reading. You know, work that brain, that little, especially if you're someone like me who is not currently in school, work your little brain. Work that bad boy out, okay? It is a muscle. Stretch it. Use it. Work it out. Pump the guns. Read some books. I think I talked about this in the last episode that I had started A Court of Thorns and Roses. Finish that. Phenomenal. Stunning. I am now on to the second book in the series, which is A Court of Mist and Fury. Oh my god, even more phenomenal. Stunning. Stunning. I'm obsessed. I just got to part two. So people who have read it, you know what I'm talking about. I just got to part two of the book. And I, on my knees, I love it. I love this book. I love this series. Chef's fucking kiss, okay? I love it. I'm obsessed. So good. And it got to the point where, like, you get in a book and you're like, oh, I can't put it down. But unfortunately, I'm like, I have things to do. So anyway, more reading. Another intention that I want to set for this year, and this is kind of something we're going to leave in 2022. No more toxic relationships. No more toxic people in your life. And I'm talking about even if it's who you think is your best friend, okay? If they're your best friend, they're not going to be toxic. Even if it's your family, you need to create boundaries with those people. And if that means completely cutting them off, then completely cut them off. You do not need toxic energy in your life, okay? Because the people that matter and should be in your life are not going to treat you like shit, are not going to be toxic, are not going to gaslight you, are not going to make you feel like a burden, okay? So no more toxic people, okay? And that includes people on social media. So if you have accounts that you're following and every time you see their posts, it just makes you feel shitty about yourself, you know, block that. Block that account. Unfollow them. You don't need that energy at all. Regardless of where you're getting it from, you do not need that energy. No more toxic energy. She's done. We left her in 2022. We shouldn't have even had her in 2022, but we left her in 2022. Okay. Got a little tangent. Next intention. If you need meds and therapy, let's fucking do it. If you have accessibility to those things, you can get those things. Let's do it. Let's stop therapy shaming and medication shaming. I am so, so sick of people judging people for being on medication for things like depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, ADHD, ADD, anything like that, okay? When it is an actual chemical imbalance in your brain and something that you do not have control over, and especially if it's getting so out of control, it's controlling your entire life, and a doctor is saying it might be best for you to take some medication, okay, because that's going to help you, do it. I am so sick. And I'm riled up about this one because my father, I love my dad, but my father is one of these people that's like, you can fix it with enough protein. You can just pray about it, okay? Give it over to God. You won't be depressed anymore. I'm like, Mark, these little pills are keeping me from offing myself right now, okay? So you should be happy, okay? Okay? If you need that help, ask for help. Get help. There is no shame in that. There's no shame in asking someone for help, a family member, your parent, your friend, your teacher, somebody that you trust, whoever you trust, if you're asking them for help, there's no shame in that. If you're asking your doctor for meds because you know that those are going to help, there's no shame in that. Do what is going to be best for you and what's going to prioritize your mental health, your physical health, and just your overall well-being, okay? We have had enough shame over mental health forever, and we're ending that in 2023, okay? Let's be the ones to break the stigma. And I'm really proud of Gen Z for being the ones to start normalizing therapy and healing ourselves and putting our mental health first. And I think we're doing great. And I think we need to continue pushing and doing what we're doing. And I'm excited for it, okay? I think we're doing great. And I think we can continue to change the world. And if you're not Gen Z, if you're a millennial, if you're is Gen X and millennial the same thing? I have no idea. I don't think so. Millennial, Gen X. If you're a baby boomer, like whatever, whoever you are, whatever age, you can still help change the world and the way that people see things. And you can still break the cycle, regardless of who you are, regardless of what kind of family you grew up in, with the mindset you grew up in. You can choose to break the cycle and to change everything and to be a better person to others and to yourself. So, yes, happy, healthy, thriving, in our lane, moisturized, hydrated, all the good things in 2023. Let's go. Next intention, more music, okay? Music at all times that you can have it. And I'm talking like happy, pump up the jams, get you moving and dancing around your kitchen. I am talking about that kind of music. Because I swear to God, every time I play that sort of music, whenever I'm doing anything, like chores or work or anything that I can have that kind of music on, I swear to God, it fixes everything in my life. Like my mental health is cured. Depression, don't know her, okay? She doesn't exist. Like I am a whole new person. And it's amazing. Another thing, and this is an intention I'm setting for myself, you can hop on if you want to, but my psychiatrist was like, Emily, along with your Prozac, 30 milligrams, she's doing her job, she's working, okay, that Prozac is a godsend. I never felt better. Anyway, she was like, along with that, I think it would be really great if you were to go on walks every day, you know, get the vitamin D, it would really help. And I was like, you know, doctor, I'm gay. I don't want the vitamin D. And she was like, oh, that's not what I meant. I was like, whoops. She meant the sun. I was like, I get it now. And I was planning on doing that today, but the sun just doesn't exist today. It's so cloudy. It's also raining. So I feel like I should not walk in the rain, especially because I just got my hair done. I don't want to mess that up. You know what I mean? Anyway. But more walks when it is sunny out and when it is not raining and gross and when the sun is actually out. But more walks. I feel like, you know, the hot girl walks, I feel like those just like change your entire outlook on life. Okay? And hot girl walks are just not for the girls. Okay? Guys, non-binary folks, you can all go on a hot girl walk. Everyone can be a hot girl after a hot girl walk. And I support that. Anyway. The next thing that we're all gonna do this, okay? This is not just my intention I'm setting. This is everyone's goddamn intention. We are canceling diet and hustle culture, okay? Absolutely done. They're out the window. We drowned them, okay? Waterboarded, thrown away. Diet and hustle culture, I think, are the two biggest things that have ever ruined my mental health and my life in general, okay? Because I'm somebody who, A, struggles with hustle culture so bad because I feel like if I ever take a break and I'm not doing something at every second of the day, I am a failure and I will end up on the street doing a bunch of drugs and then dead by like 30, okay? And then diet culture, dear God. So I'm somebody who struggles with an eating disorder. I do not have a good relationship with food. It is something that I struggle with every day. So diet and hustle culture, those bad boys are out. Okay, they should have never been in, but they're out for sure because unfortunately they were in, and we don't have any control over that because social media is super toxic. But those bad boys are so out. I'm so sick of them. I'm so sick of seeing everything on social media about diet and hustle culture. I'm so sick of it. Okay? I don't want to see any of it. If I see anyone's posting about New Year's resolution, losing weight, no. No. If you want to, you know, move your body more, try some new exercises, go on more walks, you know, maybe try to eat some more fruits, you know, drink more water. Those are absolutely great. But I do not want any of that done with the intention that I need to lose weight or I am failing. Or I need to lose weight so then I can be beautiful. I need to lose weight so, you know, X, Y, and Z. Absolutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Okay? You hear me? Absolutely not. That can be something that, you know, comes along as you maybe move your body more, drink more water, et cetera, which are good things to do to take care of your overall well-being because we all need to move our body. We all need to drink water. We all need to get better sleep. But I don't want anyone's main reason for doing that to be so you can be skinny, okay? Because no, you don't need to have any certain body type, none whatsoever. You know what you need to look like? You need to look like you, and you need to look happy and not like you're getting up every day and you're doing everything just so you can fit some unrealistic beauty standard that A is very, very based in European features. So A, it's racist as fuck, okay? European features, you know, these just the your ideal skinny, blonde, blue-eyed, white person, like that is like, I feel like what everyone sees as their goal. And I feel like those are the people that we also glamorize on social media and they become like the new fawned over it girl. No, however you look, whoever you are, that is so perfect. I'm sick of the those features being the beauty standard. And I'm also sick of the Victoria's Secret models from early 2000s being what we all think that we need to look like. Okay? So none of that, none of those things are going to be a goal for any of us this year. Okay? If, you know, for my guys, if, you know, you're wanting to look like these huge bodybuilders, no, 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 no. Let's not set any expectations of how we want to look, but of how we want to feel, okay? Let's focus on feeling more energized, feeling happier, feeling, you know, just better in your heart and your soul. I don't want any of it to be aesthetic. And I'm talking to myself, okay, when I say this too. Because that is something I struggle with every day is getting up and body checking and trying my hardest not to go and step on the scale and all of that. So I don't want any of it to be about that aesthetic of what you look like, but let's of how you feel in your heart, in your soul, in your brain, in your energy, in everything, okay? Okay, so diet, hustle culture, y'all are out, okay? No one's burning out in 2023 because we're throwing that hustle culture out the window, okay? I'm so sick of the, you know, hard workers and successful people. They, you know, they never stop. They're go, go, go because that's how you get to the top. You know what? First of all, fuck whoever said that. No, 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 no. As I heard from Harry Styles' Fine Line interview with Zane Lowe, if you're happy in what you're doing, no one can tell you that you aren't successful, okay? If you're happy, that is what I want more of in 2023 because that is the most important thing. Are you happy in your life? This is your one life. My chair just popped. I'm so sorry. This is your one life, okay? Are you happy in it? That's all that matters, okay? It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter about any of that. It doesn't matter how rich you are, which, like, I get it. It's a tough balance because, like, inflation is a thing, you know, and it's life is expensive. I get it. Trust me. I get it. But I think we all need to focus on, are we happy? Because everything else we can, you know, improve or get another job or any of this thing. But if you have all of that, if you have your dream career and your dream house and your dream partner and your dream et cetera, and car and blah, 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 none of that is going to matter if you are unhappy. If your mental health is not your number one priority, if your well-being is going downhill, then nothing that you have is going to make any sort of difference in how you feel towards life. Okay? It's like that, what you always, like, don't get in a relationship unless you're happy being single. Because if you're not happy being single, you're not going to be happy being in a relationship. Because I think we kind of use things like that, that we know we can obtain, and it's almost easier that we can obtain these things than working on our mental health and getting to that spot where we're happy with ourselves and in ourselves and in our own heart and brain and body and soul, that we kind of do these, like, band-aid remedies, you know? We're like, oh, if I get my dream job, then I'll be happy. Oh, if I get my dream house, then I'll be happy. If I get my dream job or car, I'll be happy. If I get my dream salary, my dream partner, if I get X, Y, and Z, then I'll be happy. But then in the end, you won't be happy because you weren't happy without any of those things. So we need to focus on all that happiness and work hard and obviously, you know, go for what you want. But don't let your mental health and your well-being and who you are fall into the rubble and leave it behind while you're pursuing things that society has told you you have to have in order to have a good life. Okay? Okay. Next intention. This is going to be a really long episode and I'm not even apologizing for it. So this is kind of piggybacking on the last one. One of our intentions is going to be pursuing what our hearts really want. Okay? Not what everyone is expecting you to want or urging you to pursue, but what your heart and your mind really want. And I want us to pursue these things with an open heart and an open mind and no expectations on it, because everything's going to work out at the time that it's going to work out and in the way that it's going to work out for you. But just start somewhere for something that you want, okay? I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's the tiniest little thing you think. If it's something that you want, go for it. If it's going to make, you know, you feel good that you pursued that, do it. Okay? Whether it's a new job or a trip or I just kicked my table. I'm sorry if that was loud. Whatever it is, you know, pursue it. If it's what you really want, pursue it. But do it with an open heart and an open mind and no expectations. Because that's going to be how you get the happiest results. We're just being happy this year. We are being happy, but also not toxically happy, because I also want you to feel all of your feelings and don't feel that you just have to be happy. Okay, I don't make the rules. I'm not God, okay? You know, although it's definitely, you know, a woman. But anyway, regardless, I digress. Feel all your feelings, okay? Feel all your feelings. And when you're happy, feel that you're happy. And when you're sad, feel that you're sad. And when you're going through these rough patches, sit in those feelings and acknowledge and validate your own feelings and be like, yeah, I'm feeling like this. And whatever reason you are feeling a certain way is a valid reason. You don't even need a reason. I have plenty of days where I'm like, I'm really fucking sad. I have no idea why. And my mom will sit with me. She's like, that's okay. Sometimes you just need to feel sad. And that in itself is enough. Because however you are feeling, that's how you're feeling. And that is perfectly okay, okay? So obviously I want us to try and do everything we can to make ourselves the happiest, brightest version of ourselves this year, but don't let that also push down all your other feelings because you only think that you're supposed to be happy. I went so long getting told that by my dad, okay? And that when I ever, you know, was super sad over what he thought was little things, or, you know, too excited over that, or you're being too loud, or you're too excited, or that's something that you really shouldn't be excited for, that's stupid, or that's, you don't need to be sad about that, you're being dramatic. As someone who was told that all of my emotions were too big or incorrect, it caused me to push all of those down and only have the perfect amount, the mild amount of happy showing, okay? And then, eventually, when you're pushing all those feelings down, you burst, okay? You just explode because all of these emotions and these feelings and everything have to come out at some point. And when you stuff them down like that, you really don't have any sort of control in what way they're going to come out, because it's going to be such a, you know, quick reaction. And it's going to be worst case scenario. You're going to feel awful. You're going to be like, how do I get this to stop immediately? Because it is too much. Okay. That has happened to me. Those feelings and those huge feelings and not knowing what to do with them led me to suicidal ideation, you know, because I was so convinced that these horrible feelings and this huge mixture and everything that was too big and I couldn't control it, this was going to be how I felt forever. So my instinct and my quick decision so I could stop feeling as horrible as I was, you know, to take my own life, because I was so overwhelmed and there was so much sadness and anger and pain and all these huge emotions that I had pushed down because you're told that they're wrong, and I didn't know what to do with them, and I felt horrible, and I felt overwhelmed, and it was scary, and I didn't want to continue feeling like that. So let's feel all of our feelings in 2022, 2023. What year is it? I don't know. There's someone. Who are you? Anyway, let's feel all of our feelings, okay? Good, bad, confusing, you don't know, you have no reason to feel them all, because whatever you're feeling is for, it's for, you know, even if you think that there's not a reason, there's a reason deep down in your brain and in your soul, and it might not be that it feels it needs to present it to you, it just needs to get those emotions out, and that's okay, just feel it and have someone that you trust and that you feel safe with, you know, maybe help validate those, and if you don't have anybody you feel like that is in that position, validate them yourself, okay? Sit with yourself and be like, it's okay that you're feeling like this. Because life is tough and you gotta feel all your emotions. And there's so many emotions. And there's so many emotions that we don't even know. We don't have a name for. Okay? So just feel everything. To your fingers, to your toes, through all your bones. Just feel it. Next thing that we are doing in 2023, and next intention that we're setting, is we are going to stop handing out our kindness and our respect to people who do not deserve it. And this is a big one for me, because oh my gosh, I dish out kindness and respect to everyone. I have been doing that my whole life, and that all that it has made me is a doormat for insecure people and people that do not deserve my time or my kindness or my respect. It has made me a doormat for almost my entire life, and I am so ridiculously done being a doormat, okay? Because as much as I will continuously preach to be kind and to be respectful and to love with your whole heart, that does not apply to everyone. That applies to people that deserve it, okay? If there are people pushing your boundaries and being disrespectful towards you and making you feel bad about yourself and just hurting your mental health and your well-being, they no longer deserve your kindness. They no longer deserve your respect, okay? And we need to stop confusing kindness with having no boundaries, because you can still be a kind person and have strong boundaries that you set. That is also something I have constantly struggled with, is I mistake setting boundaries as being a mean person. And that has gotten me into troubling situation after troubling situation, because I don't know how to say no. And I confuse that with being mean to someone. And if you're someone who gets told, somebody tells you their boundary, and they clearly state no, and you continue to push, that is being disrespectful to someone who does not deserve it, okay? We need to give our kindness and our respect and our hearts to people who have proven to us that they deserve it. But we're not giving out that shit for free, okay? Because we need to protect our peace, and we need to set boundaries, and we need to be kind first and foremost to ourselves, and then hand out kindness to then people who deserve it. But if there are people in your life who are constantly showing you time and time again that they do not respect you, that they do not care about how kind you are to them, they're going to continuously use you as a doormat regardless of how good you've been to them, they don't deserve your kindness anymore. They're done. They cut off. We're done. Okay? Protect your peace in 2023, please. We're doing it together. It's something that I really struggle with too. So we're going to do it together, and we're going to hold hands, and it's going to be amazing. Oh my goodness. Anyway, the next thing we're doing is romanticizing everything, okay? Just like, you know, romanticize your whole life. Romanticize reading books. Romanticize taking a walk in the park. Romanticize going and getting a Starbucks. Anything. Whatever you do, romanticize it, because life is too fucking short to be just, you know, doing mundane things all the time. But even the most mundane things that we have to do, unfortunately, because like responsibilities, they can be fun and amazing if we romanticize them. Simply live in delusion in 2023. That's what I'll be doing. Thank you very much. We are having lazy days in 2023, okay? A whole, like, designated days, like one whole designated day per week where you either don't do anything at all and you sleep and you watch movies and you read, or just doing things that you enjoy, whether that's going to the spa or you know, going and playing a sport that you really like, or going on a walk, or if it's reading or whatever it is, like a whole day of just that, so that we do not burn out. Because we need a rest, we need breaks if we're going to continue to work hard and pursue things. You need to break, or your body will eventually do it itself. And it's going to be either by burnout and you simply cannot get out of bed, or it's going to get you sick or an injury or something of that sort. Because your body does need a rest. We are not robots that can work 100% of the time. Okay, we're people. We can only do so much. Oh my goodness, but no more burnout, okay? And then just, you know, more smiling and laughing and love and amazingness. Also, I feel like this is my personal one. I don't know if this is going to be an intention that you also feel that you need to set with yourself, but better fucking money spending habits, okay? I need to save money so much better, because it's like the second I'm paid, I'm like, I'm a millionaire and I can now buy whatever I want. And then I'm like, oh wow, I have no money now, and it's been a single day. So let's all together be a little better at saving our money, because let's be real, with inflation the way it is, we really need to save it. You know, we do not have the time to save it. We don't have the time to spend it. We don't got the resources. Anyway, sorry, an Amazon truck just passed my house and I got really distracted. I was like, is it for me? Because I have an UGG blanket that is supposed to be getting delivered to me, and I haven't gotten it yet. So I'm like, where's the UGG blanket? Guys, where is it? Anyway, so that's kind of all the things that I wrote down for setting intentions, and I know that was really long, but I love to talk, and all these things are really important. So you know what? If you are sitting through all of this, thank you so much. I love you. And if you're not, that's okay. I love you too. Yeah, you just didn't want to listen to my voice for that long. I totally understand. I wouldn't either. Actually, I love hearing myself talk. I'm a little bit of a narcissist. Anyway, moving on. At least I'm real. Things that we can do this week to feel fresh and restarted for the new year. Maybe do your nails. Get your hair done like I did. I got my hair done. And let me tell you, I feel like a whole new woman, okay? Maybe let's get into a little bit of sleeping habits. Maybe go to bed a little bit earlier, wake up a little bit earlier. You'll feel refreshed. I did this morning. I got up. I did Pilates, guys. Which, first of all, anyone that's ever said Pilates is easy, you fucking lied. Because that shit was hard as hell. Oh my God. I was burnt. I was sweating. I was in pain. That, whoa. Anyway, I felt great. I feel like a whole new woman after doing Pilates. I'm like, do I go get a green juice now? I hate green juice. I would never. But like, that's the vibes. That was the vibes. And it was fun. Anyway. But yeah, just like, maybe clean out your car. I did that. Maybe go grocery shopping. Get some new groceries for the week. Maybe meal plan. Maybe start a new book. Maybe go sit in the sun. If the sun is out, you know, it's currently not for me. Maybe go and journal your intentions if you're doing that right now as we're going through our intentions for the year. Woo! Great! Good job! Maybe go get some fresh flowers. I love fresh flowers. Whenever I have fresh flowers, I just feel like I can conquer the world. Like, I am just a beautiful little fairy in a garden, you know? I love fresh flowers. I feel like a woodland creature. Anyway, maybe start the journey to quitting a bad habit. My mom and I, in 2023, we were like, we're quitting smoking, okay? Because these lungs are wheezing. And they are truly. So, you know, we're quitting that. You know, maybe just try out a new skincare routine. Clean your living space. Be kind to yourself. Just be, like, nice, you know, to your own self. Be like, you're doing good. Just vibes. You know, just simply vibes. I'm turning the page now, so you're going to hear that because this mic picks up everything. That was crisp. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but just little things like that. I feel like starting new things is always good. That kind of makes you feel like a fresh start, like a clean slate. You know what I mean? Yeah. Me, personally, I cleaned my living space. I cleaned my bedroom. I cleaned my bathroom. I cleaned out my car because the little girl I nanny, she kept making fun of the fact that I had McDonald's french fries on the floor in the back seat, and I was done with the abuse. I was like, I swear, if you talk about the french fry one more time. So I cleaned it out. There's no more french fries. She has nothing on me now. Yeah, well, probably. Well, she, and I got my hair done. She has nothing on me anymore. Anyway, what else did I do? I got my hair done. I am trying to drink more water. I'm trying so bad to drink more water. But every time I do that, I just get so frustrated because I'm having to pee constantly. Like, it takes up my entire day because I have to pee the whole time. I'm like, this is really annoying. I'm wearing a bodysuit today, okay? Do you know how obnoxious it is to go to the bathroom 8 jillion times a day when you're wearing a bodysuit? You gotta unsnap that thing. Or, which is a pain in the ass to unsnap it and then resnap it because you're, like, trying to bend over. It's, ugh. Or you got to just fully strip down and then you're nude while you're going to the bathroom. And I don't know about you guys, but there's something that just feels slightly illegal about that, especially if you're in public and, yeah, you're wearing a bodysuit, so you got to strip down to go to the bathroom and you're in a public space, you know. You're like, this is wrong. I'm going to get arrested, which you're not. You're in a stall. You're peeing. Obviously, it's private, but it still feels wrong. You know what I mean? If you don't relate to that at all, good for you, because it's a struggle. Anyway, I'm really trying to drink more water. I have my little water right here. You can hear it. That's my water. But it's so hard. It's so hard. And after, like, the first bottle or two, you're like, this tastes, like, just awful. But you know what? We need to drink more water, because it's going to solve. I'm convinced drinking more water is going to solve all my problems. It won't, you know? But I think it will. And the placebo effect is real. So you know what? Vibes. Simply vibes. Anyway, I don't really know where I was going with that. But just do something little. Start something little that's new. Start a new book. Start writing a paper. I don't know. Maybe start a newspaper or a magazine. Little things. Start your own company. Anyway, those are some things that you can do to feel refreshed in the new year. Okay, so last thing that I'm going to go over before I'll give you guys your time back. I know this was a long episode, but I had a lot to get down. This was like a page and a half of planning that I did, because I was just on a roll last night. I was like, what can we do to just make the vibes immaculate in 2023? You know what I mean? So anyway, last little few points I want to go over. And I promise this one is a lot shorter. I'm just going to go over what to expect in season 4 of Union Therapy. Now we're on a new season. First of all, more guests. You already know it. I already have one lined up. I got to schedule her in, but we already have a guest lined up, okay? So more guests, because more guests is so fun, and I love getting everyone's different point of views. Second, more love and kindness and kisses for all of you, because I love you so much, and you deserve the absolute world and all the love, and for someone to tell you that you're proud of you every single day, and I am so proud of you. I love you. We're going to be growing our family more, because we're going to continue to get new listeners, and it's going to be simply vibes. Possibly, I don't know if I should do this, but I think I'm going to give in, and I think I'm going to create a TikTok channel. Like, I think I'm going to, like, start making TikToks, because I thought it might be fun to, like, give you guys a little more of an inside glimpse of my life and what I like to do and how I, you know, go about things and maybe keep motivation, especially in a new year and especially with, you know, trying to get into new habits. Would you guys like that? Like, message me and let me know. I could do, like, little vlogs on it, little, you know, Q&As, whatever, you know, take you to work with me, little things like that. I think it could be fun. So I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to make a TikTok page. And that's really stressful because, like, anxiety. But I think I can do it. I think it'd be fun. So we can do that. We're going to have more self-healing and growth. And as we know, it's not linear, but we're going to do it. And it's going to be beautiful. And we're going to grow together and continue holding hands and walking through life. And, you know, just more fun, more therapy, more loving, more healing. And just more love and kindness and fun shared together. So that is what I'm going to leave you with and leave you to expect in season 4 of Uni Therapy. I love you guys so, 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 so much. If you haven't been told that yet today, first of all, that's crazy. Second of all, I love you. I literally adore you from my head to my toes with all of my being. I adore you. You all are just the most wonderful people. And I hope you are having the best day whenever you're listening to this episode. I hope you're having a wonderful start to 2023. I hope you did something that made you smile today. I hope you've been drinking your water. I hope you moisturized and put on your sunscreen. But I love you guys so much. I'm so proud of each and every one of you, wherever you're at in your life, whatever you're doing, whatever you did today. If all you did today was just survive and get through the day, that's amazing, because that's really, really fucking hard. So I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for everything that you're doing. You are each a marvel, and I love you, adore you, and I will talk to you in the next episode.